It is our largest event in Stafford every year, going on probably like the last 3 or 4 years. We average between about 3,000 to 4,000 people that come out, and we've moved it around here and there to different places, and trust me, we have at length extended looking at different locations, like maybe the airport, maybe South Stafford, trying to look at like the best places available. But at the end of the day, it's just Stafford Marketplace for the size and scope of it, and the willingness of, you know, like Target in their parking lot, and you know, the organizers let us use that space. Is just, you know, Kimco lets us use so much of their parking lot because it's grown and grown and grown, and we have so many exhibitors now that come out and set up, you know, community members that come and set up their tents and their tables. So it keeps growing every year, and we're kind of outgrowing Stafford Marketplace. Like we keep using a little more parking.
I can see that.
But we've kind of maxed out how much space we can use. So we're kind of going right now, like we're seeing the numbers this year of who comes out. And please do not let this hinder anyone from coming out. Please come out
and
tie in with the community and enjoy. But yeah, it's transformed every year, and it keeps growing. And I don't know, it's a great problem to have, of going like, hey, I think we're outgrowing Stafford Marketplace. But I say that, and people are like, Stafford Marketplace is huge. And we're like, we know, that's how big this is becoming.
Yeah, no, I can remember a couple of years ago just standing there and looking out from the stage at everybody. And it was just mind-boggling that many people came. And like you say, what a great problem to have.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It shows what the community just – the community – the Stafford community and the sheriff's office have just a unique relationship over the years. And it's just – there's from both sides. There's such respect for each other.
Yeah, it's we have photos and stuff at the event, and anytime I'm looking for like stuff on, you know, social media, put a nice picture up. I always go to National Night Out, our folders for our photos there, because it's great because I walk around. I get a lot of just walking around National Night Out, talking to people, and it's just always smiles. And not that, listen, our deputies are wonderful, smiling people, but I never see them having more fun at their job than National Night Out. National Night Out, because we bring, you know, the SWAT team, we bring all the specialty teams, we bring, you know, all these different vehicles, and it's a full court press for the sheriff's office. A lot of the deputies who don't really do a lot of events are out there, and it is always good to just see them just genuinely loving, smiles on their face, talking with kids, talking with families, and just everyone is always, all the citizens that come out are always just so excited and engaged to learn and just talk about what we're doing. And then all the vendors that come out, all the exhibitors that come out, that are, you know, promoting what their organizations do. I can't tell you how many times I've had people walk up and be like, I never knew that, you know, Gwyneth Skip does this. I never knew that Empower House was this. I never knew this. And, you know, they'll have a handful or armful of flyers and pamphlets and stuff. And like, oh, yeah. And it's great because that's the whole point of it, is connecting the community together. And there's so many organizations and groups that we bring out to National Night Out that have been around for so long, that have just been here for years and years, decades, that people still don't know that there are these resources out there. And to see, you know, families and people like actually excited to learn about these things is great, especially new citizens that come out, new people that moved into Stafford and never been to a National Night Out, or they've heard about it but never knew it was like the size that ours is. It's exciting because you see them genuinely be like, oh, okay, moving to Stafford, this is a very connected community. And that's always just like a smile on my face every time.
You're working with all those organizations, and that's what makes, I think, what makes the sheriff's office so effective, that you have great relationships with all these organizations, and everybody works. And like you say, some of these things, if you have never dealt with or had an issue with, you may not know, but it's good to know, either for yourself or for, you know, a neighbor or a coworker.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally a combination of everything out there. There's houses of worship that come out. There's just nonprofits that come out. There's, you know, Mission Barbecue, TNT that come out and bring. I mean, and by the way, the food that is 100% free. No one pays anything. They just come out and they're like, hey, we're just gonna come out with our food trucks and give away free food, because you can't sell anything in National Night Out, so everything's free. And you have all these different aspects. You know, we have one house of worship, I think Freedom Church, that brings this huge grill, huge like primo grill, and they raffle it away. They just give raffle tickets they just give it away. And you wouldn't expect that from like a house of worship. Like, oh, they're just here trying to like get people to come be at their church. But that was an idea they came up with. And it was huge. People talked about it all last year when they did it. Was like, yeah, someone got this huge however much it was grill. And then there's, all the nonprofits getting out the resources. And then we have the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. We have all the ones that people traditionally know. But then we have like Code Ninjas and like these kind of newer clubs for kids and activities for kids that people don't know about. And that's where you see a lot. And they all bring games and activities and, rock climbing wall. The fact that the Boy Scouts bring a rock climbing wall. Mm-hmm. There's so many people like, is that a rock climbing wall? I'm like, yeah, we can just do it. It's like, yeah, there's a long line, but you can just go do it. And I could go on and on and on. But yeah, they're all organizations that we either have just met or, have been working with for a long standing period of time. We have some of the gyms that just look it up, Freshburg Iron that just opened up. They'll be there this year. So it's great because we go out and we try to make connections with all these new organizations and businesses and different affiliations. And if that's one of the things we say is, hey, welcome to Stafford. You just set up a new organization, new nonprofit. We have this National Night Out program. We would love to tell you when the registration is and see if we can get you a spot because it helps out to say, hey, there's this new resource in Stafford County. There's this new organization in Stafford County. And, we'll take anyone, everyone, but we like to find the ones that are like family focused, like community focused. So it ends up being National Night Out. It isn't just, oh, here's just organizations you can come and like learn about. It's truly every facet of what we call our community come together in one massive gathering in one night, and it's great.